Project 101.5 every Friday morning at this time. A member of the Sierra Club, a representative, will saunter into the studio, or in Ken Hughes' case, call up on the special phone. Ken, are you there? Oh, dear. Well, hey, I'm getting a weird signal in there. Ah, there we go.
That's better.
You know, it's a Friday, and I think I'm allowed to, you know, push the wrong button once in a while. It's casual Friday. I'm sorry if I messed you up there.
That's right. I have another ear.
All right. So you were talking before we came on live. You were telling me that renewables is the theme for the day.
Yes. Yes. We have exciting news at the big level and down at the small level, both. Where would you like me to start?
How big's the big level?
It's significant, and it's something that just kind of unearthed. Looking at some figures on how many megawatts of power we're generating in New Mexico from a lot of wind-powered stations, mainly wind farms in the eastern part of the state, and so now we're getting some solar electric systems coming in online too that are some of the largest in the country, actually, that are being placed here.
Cool. It's so about time, I say.
A couple more big ones coming in this year. I know you had Nellis on a couple weeks ago to talk about the San Juan Power Plant and its problems. As of the end of the year, the end of 2012, there'll be more renewable energy generated in New Mexico than generated by the San Juan Power Plant.
Nice. I like to hear that.
Yep. It's pretty exciting.
Onward and upward.
Yep.
We need more.
Exactly. Exactly.
We could probably power the whole country with all the sun and wind we got around here.
100 square miles. No kidding. 100 square miles of New Mexico would do the whole country. 1% of the land.
Wow.
So it's land is not a problem in New Mexico, as you know. There's plenty of it that's, as long as we site them in places that are not environmentally sensitive or have other uses, and I think we can do that. So it's interesting to see where some of these solar facilities are being sited in the southeast part of the state. They're putting them on where our own gas lands are no longer being economically productive. There's a mine, and the Molycor mine has some land that they've devoted to putting up some solar, some lands between Deming and Hatch that are have both wind and solar.
Mm-hmm. And not much else.
And not much else, that's right. So it's a... It's like, come on to New Mexico and site more of this.
Right on.
Because plenty of spaces.
Let's hope it's the wave of the future. Let's hope it keeps trending
exactly.
That way.
And so two small ones I wanted to mention that are also very gratifying. Stimulus money went to pay for a small 14-kilowatt system on trackers in the mountains just north of Rio Doso, 10 miles north of the heart of Rio Doso, to help a rural water system pump the water into a 10,000-gallon tank. Lo and behold, when the fire hit there 2 weeks ago, everybody was evacuated and they all left. But they left that system on even though the power lines were turned off or burnt down.
Hmm.
That kept pumping throughout the fire, and the local fire department was able to use that water that they pumped to good use.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was
pretty neat.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think I'm a little conflicted about it.
Those people in that subdivision were pretty happy with that the investment of stimulus money. So we hope that other rural water systems will take note and see that solar has advantage not only being free once you invest in the upfront cost, but talk about a redundancy to put it in place if fire or other disasters happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is really interesting. Another really small one, but significant in terms of being on the front edge of a movement, is tomorrow is dedication here in Santa Fe of the city, in the city difference, first electric vehicle charging station on Cerritos Road next to Whole Foods, and that's also solar powered, so people can take their solar or electric car and charge it up and shop or.
Like plugging in your cell phone to the wall when it runs out of juice?
That's the same concept.
Except it's solar powered.
Except it's solar powered and it's for electric car.
Wow. How much are they going to charge for that? Do you know?
I don't know. It's credit card system, and you just swipe it in and plug it in and come back in a half hour, an hour, and you got 8 miles worth or so. Definitely get you home.
When did you say this was coming online?
Tomorrow.
Wow. Near the big Whole Foods.
Exactly. Yeah, the mothership.
Okay.
Right on Cereals.
Well, hopefully not in their parking lot. I mean,
no,
have you ever tried getting in and out of there?
Not it's not associated with Whole Foods that I know of, but it's right there in that little...
No, I was just thinking because of the traffic. It's always snarled in there.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. Anything else to mention today? If people want hikes, are there some on the website?
There are.
Perhaps?
There's a hike tomorrow in Hyde Park at 2 o'clock, and then right after that is our annual potluck picnic for the solstice. And that's at 4 o'clock in Hyde Park.
Cool.
So
that's tomorrow?
You're welcome to come up and bring their dish and meet the other Sierra Club folks. And
at nmsierraclub.org for the details.
Yep.
And, Ken, thanks for checking in.
You bet.
Take care.